Good morning, Sally. It's Tim Carter. Thanks
Good
for calling
morning,
the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today?
Well, I have laryngitis, so you have to excuse my voice.
Oh, you sound just great.
I have a five-year-old house with thermopane windows, and cold air just seeps through them all the way around.
Okay.
And we took some of that foam stuff and blew it in all the way around. And it's helped some, but it hasn't helped. Is there anything I can do about these windows?
Well, let's see if we can figure out where the air is coming in. To me, there's only two places it can come in. Actually, are these the old-fashioned, what I call up-down sash, you know, like double hungs, you know, where they slide up and down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So the air, I mean, when you think about how that window actually works, that window is in like a track, you know, like the jams.
Right.
Okay. And so any place where the window itself is touching up against those jams, air could leak in, you know, actually right around the window. And, of course, the outer jam of the window, meaning does the window have wood trim around it, or does it just have
drywall? No, it's a new house. It's only 5 years old. It's the, you know, those tilt windows.
Right, but does the drywall come around and just kind of butt into the windows?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's no wood trim. So I'm trying to figure out where you squirted the foam at.
Well, there's wood trim around the window.
Oh, okay, there we go, wood trim. So did you pull the wood trim off the window and squirt the foam in behind the wood trim?
No, my daughter did it for me. We just went outside and we got one of those tubes at Lowe's that blows foam, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm talking about, aerosol thing?
Yes, yes.
And put the tube down in there. This is not a well-built house, let me tell you.
Right. Yeah, well, I already assumed that, but I wasn't going to say it.
Well, I'm telling you. I've known it since I moved in. But I'd like to tell you the builder, but I guess I shouldn't.
Yeah, let's not go there.
But anyway, we blew that foam in all the way around the windows. I have plantation shutters, and when I keep them closed and open them, cold air they really help keep the cold air out, but I can't keep them closed all the time.
All right. Well, here's a couple things you could do. Here's where I would start. Number one, this may be a little too radical, and if you don't want to do this, there's another way. If you felt comfortable that you could actually carefully remove the trim around the windows on the inside, you actually might be surprised to discover there's very little or no insulation between the actual jam of the window and the rough framing.
Yeah, that's what we suspected.
Okay, so I would do that. That would be the benefit would be immediate. You're going to really it's going to be wonderful if you do that. Now, if you don't want to do that, sometimes the air is actually leaking where the woodwork touches the wall and where it's touching the window. So if you just take regular caulk and you caulk any gaps there, you'll block the air movement as well.
Okay.
But taking the trim off is the better solution. Then where the windows themselves, as they slide up and down those tracks, where they're touching the tracks, sometimes if you feel air there, and you can sometimes actually, if you use like a cigarette or a candle, or even a match, you know, if there's enough air, you know how you can see the flame flicker,
right,
or the smoke flicker because you can the air's moving. They for about the past 2 or 3 years, there's some these wonderful what we call peelable caulks. You can actually caulk the window just like a tube of toothpaste. You know, you don't smear the caulk with your finger, and then what happens in the spring? This caulk has very little adhesive in it, just very very little. And in the spring, you actually peel the caulk off, and it doesn't take any paint off. It comes off easily, and that peelable caulk over the winter will block the air movement.
Oh, okay.
So those are the two things I would do.
Well, I think I'll have to hire somebody to come and take that off for me, but I think that would behoove me to do that.
I would at least take it off of one window to see what you see, and if there's not much insulation there, then it's like, oh, gosh, let's do them all.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Okay, bye.
All righty, okay, bye-bye.